This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
And Jacob!
Educated educators talking education.
Monday morning. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. And yeah, you know who's there because you got to hear it. We need a and Jacob though, like you said, we said Mr. Bill, a little maybe, you know, Elmo-ish kind of Jacob. Just, you know, I mean, if people particularly watching the YouTube on this, I mean, you got much more of what I would say a commanding presence than a and Jacob.
I need something more Rowdy Roddy Piper. In that intro, we can get something like that, or maybe Johnny can cut it like his promos he does at the end of the show.
I was gonna say. I mean, there you go. You've got the what is his name?
I can do it. Chairman of the board, Jacob.
There we go.
I'm just gonna cut that. I'm just gonna use that.
It's already
one more time with the listeners live. Chairman of the boards, Jacob.
Now that's sweet.
And to tell you, anybody listening to this thing right away Monday morning, you just got
the Monday morning choo-choo.
Exclusive content there. The chairman of the board. But it is Monday morning. And again, and yes, I know some of you are downloading this later in the evening. Hey, whatever. But it's the first day of a new week. And, you know, we're sitting in homeroom wondering what the week is going to be about. Well, before the week ended last week, I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention. One of the anti-stars of our show that we've talked about quite a bit in the past, Christopher Rufo. Check it out. Go and see who we're talking about. But he has decided that he is going to put together I'm going to call it what I think it should be called, the Contract on American Higher Education. It's a contract on American higher education, coming out of the Manhattan Institute. You can check this out. It's essentially kind of like, here's why I hate higher education. And now that I've got somebody in power who I like, I'm going to get a bunch of people who are also like me, who hate higher education. And together, we're going to write a contract on American higher education. We're going to try to make it sound like we're these free type of thinking people just speaking our minds and wanting to get our voice out because it's been stifled for so long that here we are now creating balance by putting together are kind of, here's what American higher education should look like. And we believe President Trump, because this is a document that they sent to the White House and the federal government to enact it. And if you read through it, Johnny, to me, come on, let's be real and honest. And I would just appreciate Christopher Rufo and all of the 40-plus signatories to this contract on American higher education to just be honest and truthful like they're asking for in American higher education. They don't want ideology. They don't want, you know, pushing views and advocacy on others. They want to just have a truthful conversation. Well, then be truthful from the outset and point out that you're advocating for a takeover and putting in form a form of an authoritarian higher education system that is actually going to be legally committed to withholding truth and debate and points of view that are different. Because if you look through this, there ain't nothing but in here saying you're going to do it our way from now on. And that's just not a contract that provides for a more open higher education system that they try to say that that's really all they're about. Johnny.
Yeah, Tim, you know, and for our listeners, what Tim's talking about, and he did a great job of introducing, is the Manhattan Statement on Higher Education, which, you know, at the end of last week kind of came out and onto the scene, you know, which, you know, accused universities or mandates or suggest that universities, you know, apply swift and significant penalties, including suspension and expulsion, for anyone who would disrupt speakers, vandalize property, occupy buildings, call for violence, or interrupt the operations of the university, right? And I can certainly say that probably some of those things are already within the letter of the law, not okay to do, you know? So it's sort of like, it's a little bit of a dog whistle to say, yeah, like, hey, you can't do these kinds of things on campuses. But embedded in that, and why I think we're talking about it, you know, to kick off the week here at Homeroom, is, Tim, you couldn't be more right. It's saying, hey, we actually don't want free speech on campuses, even though they'll play the free speech card,
right,
you know, when wanting to spew hate speech. It's just not the hate, like, they don't want to hear opposing views.
Right.
So you hit the nail on the head when you said it's more of a coalition of people who say, hey, universities are liberal, which by and large, we may say they hold some liberal principles on campuses, but, you know, they don't impose those if they're taught well. And good universities across this country and around the world aren't imposing ideas as though they're being accused of doing. But that's a separate conversation. They're sort of saying, you know, we don't want those opinions. We want our beliefs spoken. And so it, you know, it's never generative or productive or growth, or dare I say, it's not democratic.
No.
Especially in institutions of higher education, which are signifiers of a strong democracy, when you have a diversity of thought, mm-hmm, when you're holding space for these sometimes vehemently in opposition views, but you're holding space in a way that says, hey, we can learn about these things. We can think about them, talk about them, and sort of arrive at a common good. Well, you know, they're advocating, say, hey, we don't want that sort of freedom.
Yeah.
We wanna use freedom in language, but yeah, really to impose that we replace views we're against with views that we're for, and we want those enforced. And we're going to use some of the scary things that might be happening that I'm not saying should be happening, right?
Right.
I think there's an important place for civil disobedience. But university campuses, like the things we talk about in class, you know, student organizations, you know, unify around and explore and discuss and engage in, you know, nonviolent debates about, mm-hmm, is really important.
Yeah.
Well, they're advocating, hey, get rid of that and make it, you know, just teach our way. You know, make it the rules. That's where your authoritarian piece comes in, Tim. And I'm nodding as you were saying that, because it's like, And you know what, Tim, I'm just going to say to kick off our week, I think about this and I think, who's talking to students? Because both students that identify as conservative and students that identify as liberal are both fed up with this kind of, like, top down, tell us what to think. And that's the only thing we're allowed to think. If there's something, if there's one thing that's unifying young people right now, is being told by old people what to do. And what they can't do are the things like have a discussion about the things that they really passionately want to explore and learn about. And so, you know, what I'm hopeful from is that young people are like, hold on, that's not what we want, right? Like, even the conservative students I know are not saying ban liberal thinking from our campus. They're saying, hey, we should be able to talk about these things. And I think they're right.
Yeah.
You know, in learning spaces, we should be able to have discussions where we disagree, where we have difference of opinion. And guess what, Tim? Here's the sticky part, where there are experts.
Oh.
So both sides need to give up a little of this. I want to win and be in control. Campuses should not be all liberal or all conservative, right? There should be a healthy discussion of different frameworks, of different philosophies, of different ideas, and those being applied. How do they play out under the, I do believe it's a unifying concept, democracy? How do they contribute to the well-being and health of our democracy, or don't they? You know, so this is an effort to say, no, I want it my way,
it's
and, you know, to assert that.
It's a total my way, and you point out, Johnny, I say, the only reason they're able right now to even make some of the arguments that they're making is because we do have pretty much an open higher education system that welcomes and allows the debate here that they're demanding be imposed, when the reality is they're not demanding an imposed debate, multiple views. You get this and you say, you know what, expert. No, they're using, really, they're taking advantage of the freedom that's out there right now. And they're using that freedom to sneak in and then impose non-freedom, authoritarianism. And, you know, I read one little piece here. And again, you know, for your Monday morning, check it out. We have a link. We'll have a link in the podcast description, the Manhattan Institute, the article there. You can see it. One other thing, though, too, there's 40 plus signatories to this contract on American higher education. That's not the real name of it. That's the Busted Pencils name for it. And, you know, I was just like, I saw somebody present and going, what really makes this powerful is the diversity of viewpoints by the signatories. And I did my own first look at and going, okay, Ben Shapiro, boy, he's a diverse viewpoint when it comes to Chris Rufo and a bunch of the other ones. And then I went to the Church of AI, popped it into chat, and I was like, you know, tell me something about, you know, what these people have in common. And, you know, are they a coalition of diverse thinkers? And chat, this is not a coalition of diverse thinkers. It's a coordinated ideological front seeking to remake higher education into a vehicle for a specific set of values, hierarchical, nationalistic, anti-pluralistic, and at times theocratic. It's actually the definition of true illiberalism. With that, have a great week. Now it's time for your moment of zen. Real heroes are not on national television or in the headlines. They are the nurses, the doctors, the teachers, the social workers, the janitors, the hospital orderlies, the construction workers, the people who keep the society going, who help people in need.
Well, thank you for joining today's homeroom. And if you want to grab more Busted Pencils podcasts like today's, we'll just go on over to Apple, Spotify, or you can always get at us at civicmedia.com or find us on our website, bustedpencils.com. And remember, you can always find great Busted Pencils content every Monday for homeroom, Wednesdays for class and session, and on Friday for Choo Choo producer Jacob's Choice, chairman of the board's special episodes. And of course, Pencil Busters, you can always tune in on Saturdays and listen to the Busted Pencils weekend broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media networks for 1 hour of your favorite blue collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep Busted Pencils.